Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine, sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and Island Drug, and devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the finest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Good morning. Hour number two. Here on 570 KVI, it's actually a total of 4 hours every Saturday. Dr. Mixon and usually Dr. Samira, you met, is with us. She's not with us today, but that's okay. We're happy for her. She is with her family. Not sure what they're up to today, but
sheltering in place.
Well, she's working though. You know, she would have been here. She had this day off scheduled for months, so yep. It's something special they're doing as a family. And with that in mind, she'll be back. Well, she's working all week long. Longevity yes. Medical Clinic is open. We're not a hospital. We don't do surgeries. And you can feel comfortable coming in. And, Jerry, why don't you just explain some of the basic things, that changes that we've made, because we're concerned. Our patient's health, obviously, is our number right. one concern. What have we done?
Well, early we grabbed, you know, a bunch of N95 masks that are the best ones to yeah. filter viral particles. And so when people, even before they come, when you have an appointment scheduled, we call you in advance and remind you don't come if you have any signs of any sort of respiratory illness of any kind.
Yeah.
I don't care if you think it's a sniffle or a cold. If you've got an illness, please don't come. Then we intercept everybody as they get to the door before they come in. And we check their temperature. And once more, we run through a checklist of questions to make sure that, you know, that they are not showing any signs of illness. Then we put their mask on and bring them into the clinic, and where they will greet our masked group of strangers. We're all anonymous these days. That's the new face of America.
Yeah.
It's the N95. And you will come into our nice clean surface where we have cleaned every surface several times a day to make sure that we kill any viral particles that do get tracked in.
In fact, we even clean after every use.
Yes, every patient, every person.
Everything.
And then you know, if you're coming in to get your blood draw, you will once more meet our masked and gloved and quasi-anonymous people, and we'll draw your blood and send you on your way. When it comes time for the lab review, once we get the reports back, you can either come back and see us in person, or we can do it as a telemedicine. We have, if you've got a smartphone, you can do it with something like FaceTime or Zoom, and we can do this with you see the doctor, and the doctor can see you, and we go over your labs. You'll have a copy of them. We'll email or fax those over to you, depending on your capacities, and we'll do your lab report remotely if we need to.
And by the way, we've been doing remote lab reviews and doctor appointments for sure. as long as I can remember.
Your doctor will fill out your prescriptions and send them off to the compounding pharmacy. The pharmacy will then send the medication directly to your home, and so we make this as easy and convenient.
That's the system we do anyway.
Yep. Yes. So it's it is a wholesome, safe,
yeah,
CCP virus. System. Now, CCP virus, by the way, for those of you that don't understand that, I like it instead of COVID. It stands for the Chinese Communist Party virus. I don't like the Chinese virus. I disagree with the president on that simply because this is not my wife's fault. She is Chinese. But it is the Chinese Communist Party's fault. So the CCP virus Mr. President. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, no one's really upset at him. No, well, actually, some are.
Some are.
Some upset. Crazies yeah, are. Right. But it came from China, whether you like it or not.
It came from China, but I just to say, you know, it's the party.
It really was the political party.
Yes, it's the party. It was the politicians that caused the problem. They're the ones that kept it hidden. They're the ones that didn't let anybody get treated when they should have been. They're the ones that set it up to spread across the world. So we put it on the politicians where it belongs, and the particular politicians were the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, they nailed us good on that one, too.
Yep. Anyway.
My golly. Okay, very, very good point. So anyway, we are, I think just last week, I'm not sure which clinic or what, but I know we took on another 14 patients. And like I said, Dr. Umat and our staff, they're all working. We have a number of, couple of doctors in each clinic, obviously, and entire staff. And so you can come in. And as I've said all morning, clearly, our longevity patients are patting themselves on the back right now, because it's the smartest thing you can do is to stay healthy and build up your immune system. In fact, Jerry, you say it well, and this is repetitive because you shared this earlier today on the show, but Longevity Medical Clinic truly is the ultimate preventive medical clinic.
And our goal is to help you not just, you know, have a good systemic resistance to infections of all sorts, but we want to prevent dementia, cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis. We want to prevent your arthritis. We want to prevent diabetes. Our goal is to prevent virtually all of those killers of old age. And so if I can lower your risk of cancer and lower your risk of dementia and lower your risk of heart disease and lower your risk of diabetes and lower your risk of degenerative joint disease, well, guess what? Your old age is a whole lot better.
No kidding. No kidding. So anyway, we're just alive and well, you might say, doing great. And if you would like to grab one of the few, we've got some. The free health analysis appointments, you just do what I've been telling you to do for the last nearly 2 years. Go to lmclinic.com. We have a system set up so that you make your own appointment online. At least 95% of the people who make appointments do it themselves online on our website, lmclinic.com. You go to the website, and right on the homepage, very easy, front and center, there's the big tab that says schedule, I think it says schedule health analysis appointment. Click it. And within about 2 minutes, you will have made your own personal appointment. And again, they're free. And we give you two of our tests free. And so we encourage you to do that at lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. Smart thing. Great timing to do that. To Olympia we go, and talking with Al. Good morning, Al. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Al.
Yes, Pete mentioned last week a couple of supplements he takes in the morning and evening, and I didn't get the names of them. Do you have them available?
Are you talking about for protection against his bronchitis, his respiratory issues?
Yeah, it had to be.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, He caged those from me because that's what I use for my respiratory issue. Pete and I both had asthma as kids. And so we both get respiratory infections quite easy. And so we've both had a history of having bronchitis. His lasted longer than mine whenever he got them.
Oh, sometimes weeks.
But what we both use is we have a supplement we call Immune Factor E. And then berberine, resveratrol, and then we have a polyphenol vitamin C combination. And those four things, and we end up taking two tablets three times a day whenever we start to get our respiratory infections.
So the two that you take in the morning, Pete, and two in the evening are a combination of the four?
No, I take all four of them twice a day.
All four of them twice a day. Yeah. Okay.
And that's sometimes
what I wanted to know.
I have so to
you
tell
take
you.
Four, you take four in the morning and four in the evening.
Well, I take two of each of the four for a total of eight pills,
oh,
actually.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Every morning and every evening and sometimes three times a day, and certainly three times a day if I'm actually not feeling good.
Yeah. And see, I do the opposite. I don't take them at all. Well, I take the resveratrol every day because I use that to inhibit my production of senescent cells. But I go on the whole thing. Two of each, three times a day, whenever I start to get sick. And it knocks it down very quickly.
Two of each, three times a day.
Right. Now, whether this would have any impact at all on COVID is a whole different issue.
We're just assuming because it's so good for the bronchitis.
Because we are both susceptible to viral bronchitis. We use it for that. COVID is a whole different issue. It is a virus, but it's more than a bronchitis. It's a pneumonia. And, you know, that's more serious.
So basically, Pete, what you do is you take about eight today total.
Well, again, we're dealing possibly with details here, taking eight. I take eight pills, two right. of four, total of eight in the mornings and the evenings.
So he's taking a total of 16 pills.
16 pills of just those. I take other things, but those I take every day.
For the bronchitis.
Yeah.
You're taking a lot of pills.
Yes, he is.
Well, I'm a smart dude.
But, you know, I recall when Pete would get sick, he would cough and wheeze and gasp for weeks and weeks at a time.
Sometimes five, 6 weeks.
Yeah, and so this is important for him.
Since I started on this regimen a couple of years ago, I have not had bronchitis once, which is very unusual. So it is definitely, in my opinion, definitely helping me. But as Jerry said, will this help with the coronavirus? I'm assuming so, but hopefully.
This is a much more infectious bug.
Yeah.
Than the low respiratory things we normally get.
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm going to be taking them.
All right.
So thank you, Al. Hope that helps. And we got to go to a break right now. When we come back, we'll talk with John and Mike. John wants to talk about a prostate issue, how to reduce the size. Mike wants to talk about hormone replacement therapy, or as we talk about it, hormone supplementation. And that's going to be a good call. And so we have one line open right now at 1-888-312-5757. Don't forget, if you want to talk to Dr. Dan Nelson, or excuse me, text Dr. Dan Nelson, we've got his text, and he has just told me very clearly by texting me when I asked him, yes, he will respond. Dr. Dan Nelson's text, 425-362-5585. 425-362-5585. Okay. Hey, don't go far. We're not going to be gone long.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how you age. Call with your question at 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757.
I'm in the longevity program in Linwood with Dr. Armstrong, and I'm very happy. And one of the things I realize why it's being very successful for me is that I feel like I have a personal coach.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling with Stagger Lee and Billy. Hey, it is 20 minutes past the hour as Pat Boone is singing Stagger Lee. Coincidentally, Pat called me this last 2 days ago. We talked for quite a while. He's doing well. He's hibernating or whatever in his home all by his lonesome.
Sheltering in place.
Sheltering.
That's what the politicians are calling it.
He had invited me down a few weeks from now. He was going to film a movie in Atlanta. He wanted me to come down and golf with him for a few days when he was not actually filming. That's been canceled, so... I'll catch up with him later, but Stagger Lee was one of his hits, of course, and kind of fun to hear it.
So you get invitations from celebrities to play golf, have dinners, watch them make movies.
Well,
the invitations I get are, why don't you come over to our lab hidden in the basement of the university, right. And we'll watch. I have a much more... a much less exciting celebrity visit than you do.
Well, that's okay.
Because nobody knows my celebrities outside the research world.
That's so. Right. That's right. But what you do is more important. So what can you say? Yeah. We're all grateful that you hang out in laboratories and what have you. I hang out on golf courses. With celebrities.
Schmoozing.
Yeah, schmoozing. That's my job.
Tough. I know. I pay you for it.
So. Oh, my golly. Okay, here we go. What's next? Let's go to John in Spanaway. John, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you guys for what you do. You're quite an asset to the community. But my question is on enlarged prostate. You've mentioned two ways to shave it down, the Rezūm and then the radiologist. I'd like to know, is there has to be a downside to either one, but do both of them require wearing a catheter?
These two probably would require less catheter usage than the traditional TURPs. The transurethral prostatic resections are, everybody ends up with a catheter. Almost everybody ends up wetting their pants intermittently for some period of time until you get bladder control back, and some people never get it back. So these two are less traumatic significantly. If you're already needing a catheter, if you're somebody that's already got obstructive problems and you're having to catheterize now, the prostatic embolization procedure would give you probably the slowest relief. You would probably need to continue using your catheter until enough of that prostate tissue died and involuted to open up the channel. The same sort of thing with the Rezūm. If you're already catheter dependent, it's not going to instantly open things up because you're going to stick that needle sideways out into the prostate. You'll inject the steam. That will kill the tissue, but you'll get an inflammatory reaction. Where those cells are killed from the heat, it'll swell and inflame. And so you'll probably still need that catheter for a while until the swelling goes down and the tissue dies and involutes and opens up your... opens up that urethral channel again. So most of the people that get any of these procedures done are already catheter dependent because most men don't go get it checked out until they can't pee. And so it's...
Well, I'm not a catheter bound yet, but I have to get up four or five times at night.
Mm-hmm.
To urinate, okay. And this should reduce that frequency, shouldn't it?
It should, although, like I said, there may be, with the initial inflammatory reaction when you're killing the tissue, anytime you kill tissue, there is an inflammatory reaction, and part of an inflammatory reaction is swelling. So things might get worse for a brief period of several days to a week or two until all the swelling goes down. But
okay.
But the reaction to the procedure would normally be much less with either of these than with the traditional TURP. Because with a traditional TURP, you're destroying that section of the urethra, that portion, you know, of the channel that carries the urine from the bladder down through the penis. You've had to totally destroy that entire section of the urethra in order to get out to the prostate. And so you've got a raw, bloody surgical site that will normally bleed like mad for a while. You'll need to keep a large bore catheter in for right after surgery for several days, sometimes a week. Then you'll use a smaller catheter from there for some period until the swelling goes down and that channel starts to re-epithelialize. Then you'll need to use it intermittently for a little bit. So these two procedures are less traumatic, and there's a lot less catheter use with these normally than there is with the traditional TURP.
So why do doctors still do the TURP? Is there a reason?
Medicine is a very tradition-oriented sort of procedure. We don't adopt new stuff very fast. And TURPs, every urologist in the country learned to do TURPs. I mean, that was what they were trained on. And certainly people that have been out in practice for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, TURPs are what they...
Yes.
That
yes.
was the procedure.
No, I understand that. My question is, however, is there a reason somebody should get a TURP instead of the other two options?
If you're concerned, if you have a significant concern that there is a prostate cancer hiding there, the TURP gives you the tissue. You're actually cutting out parts of the prostate.
So you can do a biopsy?
Well, you are doing a biopsy. All that tissue goes to the lab and gets evaluated by the laboratory. And so they are looking to see if there is cancer hiding in there. When you do either of these procedures, there is no tissue.
Right.
So you have nothing to send to the lab. So if there is a cancer hiding in there somewhere, you won't know it. All right.
Is that
okay, I've got an enlarged prostate. Need to get it down to eliminate all these get-ups at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get a decent night's sleep. If it were you, you'd go for the radiologist, I think.
Well, you know, that has been my position, but as I'm reading more and more about the resume, that one is looking pretty darn attractive. So I think at this point it's sixes. I'd be perfectly happy with either one. The question is, the resume, it can be done in the doctor's office or as an outpatient procedure. You still have to go to the invasive radiology center. So my guess is facility costs for resume are probably going to be less if you've got an out-of-pocket expense. That would be my guesstimate. So I don't know. Either one has real attraction to me at this point. I don't have strong feelings either way.
And a catheter may be involved with either one, then, huh?
That's right. A catheter may be involved with either one, but it would be a shorter period. It would be a smaller catheter. It wouldn't be that great big, you know, 32 gauge thing. You'd probably need it for a lot shorter period of time than you would the traditional TURP.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome, sir. Okay, take
thank you, John. Good luck with that. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to go a minute or two early for a break right now. When we can come back, we don't have to, excuse me, we don't have to interrupt Mike, because Mike from Snohomish has a question about hormones and proper supplementation. And I imagine that is going to be an interesting call. And then Dick from Bellingham has a question about a candida test. And then Don from Everett has a question about leukemia. So lots to happen here in the last half hour of the show. Don't go far.
Leading Edge Medicine. Do you have a question? Well, you can call now at 1-888-312-5757 and tell your friends to listen, too. That's 1-888-312-5757.
think it's a wonderful thing. It teaches at the seminar, and not reacting after the problem, it's trying to prevent the problems from happening in the first place. And the thing I like the most about everything that I've learned is it all makes very logical and intuitive sense.
All right,
31 minutes past the hour.
Hop.
Okay, there you go.
Why not? You know, during the last break, Pete and I were sitting here just kind of chatting. And I was looking at the clock. About 25 minutes from now, I'm going to be leaving here. And I always take my wife and daughter to lunch.
Yeah.
But we're now with our social distancing, et cetera, and the restaurants are all closed. We're going to eat at home. But my wife suggested that we do pizza. And, of course, I think back to the days when I ate pizza with a capital P.
Like Pizza Hut pizza, a great like big, Godfather's
pizza. A great big, thick, deep dish
Chicago
thing.
It
has cheese loaded in the crust, and the thing is loaded with three or four or five different cheeses and all kinds
thick.
Of meat. Yeah. And you just kind of, the grease is dripping all over your body as you're eating this thing.
All over your body.
Yeah, you have to change your shirt afterwards because it's always running down your front, you know. That's the kind of pizza I'm sitting here thinking, pizza, and I'm remembering those. And then I realized my wife is going to buy this pizza. My wife, the skinny little Chinese girl who, if she has three fat cells on her body, they've never met. Her idea of pizza is the skinny, tiny, little thin crust.
Hard, with, crusty
crust. With some tomato sauce, cheese sprinkled on it, maybe a little bit of pepperoni, and suddenly my anticipation of pizza lunch has kind of faded away because I don't think I'm going to get the pizza that I've been sitting here lusting after.
You know, I miss Godfather's, and Pizza Hut is still out there, and maybe they do a thin crust option.
I don't
know. I'm used to those big, thick, chewy, fat,
you know,
cheesy stuff.
Don't,
you know,
we don't get pizza these days. I mean, maybe every 6 months, and we'd go out to some place like that, and you get the little tavern, which is basically a flatbread with some cheese and stuff on it. I haven't had real pizza in years.
Well, sorry, I'm sorry that you're so disappointed. That's the way it is.
Well, maybe she's listening to the show, and now she'll go out and get me the pizza that I really want. I doubt it. We'll see.
Okay. Let's go to Snohomish and talk to Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, gentlemen. So
Hi.
So I'm 62 years old, and I've been undergoing hormone replacement for the last 5 or 6 years through another provider.
Uh-huh.
And my testosterone levels seem to be going down. And my question is, does the body become accustomed to the hormone replacement? The same thing happened to a friend of mine, and he gave it up. So my other question is, what can you guys do for me as far as longevity?
You say hormone replacement. So you told me about testosterone. What else are you taking?
That's about it, actually.
Well, then you're not getting worth... Okay.
Be nice.
I'm trying.
I'm also going under thyroid. I have a thyroid, I think.
Okay. When we talk at our clinic about comprehensive hormone supplementation, okay? Comprehensive and supplementation being the key words. We look at your testosterone, your estradiol, your pregnenolone, your progesterone, your dehydroepiandrosterone, your insulin-like growth factor 1, your thyroid, and then we move into your vitamins and your inflammatory markers, along with your liver and kidney function studies, etc.
Okay.
Giving a man whose total body endocrine support is fading away just one hormone and ignoring everything else is an abomination. Okay? You are not just a bundle of testosterone. So unless I know where the other critical endocrine support is, unless I know where your pregnenolone, your dehydroepiandrosterone, your estradiol, your growth factors and so on are, we really can't do a decent job. And so you ask, what we would do with you? We would measure all of the things I mentioned above, plus a whole lot of other stuff. And our goal is to move everything back to the center of a healthy 25 to 30-year-old range. We aren't looking for bodybuilding levels. We aren't trying to kick you up to, you know, to Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's a chemically induced monster. Human beings aren't supposed to look like that. But we want to get you to the center of a healthy 25 to 30-year-old. And it's not just testosterone. Okay. So, you know, your testosterone levels are dropping. How are you taking your testosterone? Are you doing shots, gels, creams?
It's a 25%, 250 ml cream.
Okay. So 250 milligrams per gram. So you've got a fairly potent, and how much of that are you applying?
Half a milliliter a day.
So about 125 milligrams a day is getting put on your skin. Where are you applying it, and to what, how much surface area?
Well, I apply it on a shoulder and then behind the knee and rotate from day to day is basically how I've been doing it.
Okay. See, the skin on the shoulders, at least on the back of the half of the shoulders, is very thick with a relatively poor blood supply. So your absorption there is going to be poor.
Okay.
Now, behind the knees, yeah, that area, that skin is thin, and it's got a reasonably good blood supply, so you're probably absorbing most of what you get from there.
Okay.
But, you know, there are a lot of areas. When you're applying a transdermal hormone of any kind, there are multiple things you have to consider. A, how much hormone are you actually putting on? That makes a difference, obviously. But how thick is the skin? How rich is the blood supply? By putting it on greater area of skin and richer blood supply, thinner skin, you get better absorption. Okay. But you do have a difference over time. You can basically saturate the receptors that take the hormone in. And so some people, if they're putting it on in the same place as long periods of time, will get a decrease in absorption.
Okay,
so that is a possibility. So by increasing the surface area or changing to thinner skin, for instance, one of the areas I like to use my own is the inner arms from the elbow up and then right on down through the axilla, through the armpit.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because that's very, very thin skin with a very rich blood supply.
Okay.
Rather than the backs and shoulders. Now, you're getting close to the breast, so if you start getting nipple tenderness, it means you're probably getting a little too high local level there. But that is, you know, that is a good area. So behind the knees is good. The axilla is good. The genitals are good. The scrotum and the penis have very, very thin skin with a very rich blood supply. So, you know, those areas will give you a lot of absorption.
I have a quick question. How often, Mike, are you being tested and having your levels measured?
About four times a year.
Okay, so every 3 months. So that's reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, but my biggest complaint with what I'm hearing from you is your therapy is grossly inadequate.
Okay.
You're only looking at one of the eight or nine things that need to be looked at.
Well, there's some other things like the DHEA is tested and such things like that. And, there's a couple of things that are tested, but not doesn't sound like what you guys test.
Yeah, well, you know, remember what I said, comprehensive hormone supplementation, because you've got a mixture of what you make and what we give you, and there are feedback loops. What we give you is going to suppress to some extent what you make, but you're still making some, and so we're always looking for that balance. You know, we want to get you in what we consider the ideal range.
Okay.
But I'd say, you know, come on in and let my people do some testing and see what we can do for you.
Okay, sounds great.
Thanks,
right.
Mike.
I'll do that. Okay.
All right.
Appreciate the call. And let's go to Bellingham and talk to Dick. Hello, Dick. Welcome.
Hello, Dick.
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm, listen, I, if the politicians find out how good I feel, they're going to find a way to tax it. So let's keep it a secret, shall we? Just me and you.
Sounds good. Hey, the reason I'm calling, my naturopath gave me a blood test and found out I got candida off the charts. And I was wondering what I can do naturally to fight that candida.
Okay. I'm not quite sure what you mean by is a blood test. So he was looking for candida antibodies, saying that you have a candida infestation somewhere and are making antibodies to it. Is that what we're talking about here?
He was testing me for allergies. And the company happened to test for candida also, I guess. And okay. It was off the chart.
Well, if he's testing for allergies, then he's looking at candida antibodies that you are reacting, making antibodies to candida. And then that asks the question, where is the candida? It's not in your blood. If you had a yeast growing in your blood, you're going to be really, really, really sick. All right. Okay. So the question is, where is the source? Most likely it's in your bowel. That's where most people carry yeast, is growing in their colon, in fact, the large bowel. Rather than dietary, yeah, you want to decrease your simple carbohydrates. You want to decrease your sugar loads just because you want to provide as little food for funguses and yeast as possible in your gut. But the biggest thing would be to add something like some nystatin, which is an antifungal agent that you take as a pill or a powder, and it's not absorbed well into your body. It stays in your gut. And so you swallow it, it goes down through your stomach and your small bowel into the large bowel, and it knocks down all of the fungal and yeast growth in your bowel just because it stays there.
I'm taking oregano oil at the moment.
Yeah. Well, oregano oil, most of it's going to get absorbed before it gets to the colon. But, you know, oregano is great if you've got toenail funguses and you put it on the toenails. It's okay if you've got, you know, skin funguses and you put it on the skin. It's not as effective on the colon simply because it doesn't stay in large enough volumes and quantities to coat the colon as it's going through. So if I wanted to knock down your fungal, your yeast colonies in your gut, I'd just use some nystatin. It's fast, it's easy, it's cheap, and it's effective. So,
okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dick. Okay, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, Don from Everett will be up next. He's got a question about leukemia, but I think we're going to have time for maybe another caller, not just Don, but one more caller. So if you've got a question for Dr. Mixon, now is the time to call in right now, and we'll get you on 1-888-312-5757, 1-888-312-5757.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation at 425-654-0258. That's 425-654-0258.
I've been a patient for about a year and a half. I'm impressed with the program, and I've gained a lot of benefits from it. I owe a lot to the longevity program. It's been great.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me.
Hey, we've got about 14 minutes here. Just a quick reminder that for those of you who are realizing this is the time, no better time to become a patient at Longevity Medical Clinic, we do have some. Bea notified me yesterday, like she normally does every Friday, And we extended the window of our free health analysis appointments. And we now have some appointments between now and the second week, through into and through the second week of April. So what you need to do if you want one of these free health analysis appointments is just realize that, yes, we are open for business. In fact, I dare say in a very, very vibrant way, but we are taking a lot of precautions. So you don't have to worry about that. In fact, we don't even let you in the door, do we, Jerry? Until we ask you a bunch of questions, take your temperature.
We don't let our staff in the mornings either.
We don't let the staff in, that's right. We're being ultra careful. We wipe all the surfaces down multiple times a day. Any utensil or item that we use, like an iPad or a chart or anything, we wipe after every use. Yep. We are going the second mile.
We are confident now that iPads are Clorox safe.
Yes, we know that for a fact, don't we?
And we haven't destroyed them.
That's right. Anyway, so we've had, this last week was a very busy week. Dr. Umet, our doctors are working, medical assistants. We are there to serve you. And really, is there a better time than right now to build your immune system, to act preventively so that you can be as healthy as you can, to build your immune system, etc.? Okay, here's what you do. Simply go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com, and push the little tab that says health analysis appointment right there in the middle of the homepage, and you can schedule your own free health analysis appointments right there. If you're married, you know, husband and wife, make two appointments back to back, if you know, as close as you can. Maybe they're back to back available. I'm not sure, but go check it out. And
unless you don't like your spouse, and then you go ahead and get strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy and leave them behind.
Okay.
But I think probably it's better for the marriage if you both come.
I think so. Anyway, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. Now, 95% of the people who make these appointments do so online, but maybe you are one of the few that don't have online access. Hey, that's okay. So you call us Monday morning at 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG, and make that appointment. For goodness sakes, if you've been procrastinating, this is the time for you to become a patient at Longevity. Our Longevity patients are making comments. I mean, basically, they think they're the smartest people on the planet because they've been a patient for a while.
We know they are, actually, because we test mental function on our patients.
Isn't that interesting? It seems so embarrassing or awkward to say that out loud, but our patients are smarter.
Yeah, we run citizens. Cognitive testing on our patients, and we know for sure that patients at Longevity Medical Clinic are smarter than the general population. Now, what we don't know for sure is whether only really smart people come to Longevity Medical Clinic or whether we are making them smarter over time.
But we're determining that.
But we are, and we're looking at that.
And,
that's right, and we're following them over time and watching them. Their mental function, and it looks like it is improving over time. So it looks like as our patients are aging, they're getting smarter, which is good.
But smart people come to longevity.
Yeah. So it's
we know that for a fact.
It's a self-perpetuating
sort of
loop. Yeah,
that's right.
We get smart people and we make them smarter.
That's right. It's fun. Okay, and you can call to make your free appointment by calling 866-86-YOUNG. All right. Real quickly now, let's go to Everett and talk to Don. Hello, Don.
Hello, Don.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call again.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot this morning when I called you to ask you a question about the two drugs I'm being given for the leukemia. One of them is allopurinol. And the other one, hydroria, they both list as diarrhea as a possible problem,
yes,
which I'm experiencing. and I've got lymphocytic colitis, so I don't need any help in that area. Is there anything else better to clean out the well, he's worried about the arteries getting clogged up with all the white blood cells and stuff.
Well, you know, they're following your leukocyte count. I mean, this is a tumor, bone marrow and or, you know, blood tumor in which you make too many white blood cells.
Right.
It has to get pretty high, but there are drugs that if your numbers are getting too high, that will knock down your production of white cells. So, you know, I don't know what numbers they use to intervene. Obviously, you know, myelogenous leukemias are outside of my field of expertise. All right.
Agree.
I leave these to the hematologist.
I use you for second opinions all the time.
And that's fine for a lot of stuff. But, you know, this is an area that is changing fairly rapidly. But judging just from the two drugs you're taking, your numbers are not in anywhere near a critical field, critical area.
Okay.
If they were, they'd have you on bigger gun drugs that were knocking your white count down a lot more than these two are. So,
okay.
Yeah, so just based on what I'm hearing about your therapy, I'd say, yes, that white count of, you know, what was it, 120 or some such thing?
Well, 120, yeah.
Yeah, that was high enough, obviously, to confirm the diagnosis, but not high enough that you are in danger of clotting off your vessels and stroking out on us or having an acute heart attack. So, you know, I just lean on your rheumatologist, your hematologist for this, not me. Remember, I'm just an old reformed family doctor, you know. I delivered babies and set broken bones and that sort of thing before I got interested in why I was falling apart as I got older and started doing research into the aging process. So, you know, myelogenous leukemia, far enough outside of my field that I'm not comfortable giving you much advice about it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
One other question.
Yes.
A few months ago, you told us that lycopene did not test out to the claim that it was cancer preventative and all that. It needed a second item.
That was in prostates, people with prostate cancer,
right.
Specifically, not leukemias. Okay, right. What they found...
I switched gears on you.
Yeah, okay. We've known for some time that people that consume large quantities of lycopene-containing foods had better outcomes with their prostate cancer. Now, because we know what lycopene is, doctors jumped to the conclusion of, oh, it must be the lycopene. And so we did some studies in which we gave people just lycopene, purified, none of the other stuff in the food, just the lycopene. And it didn't work. Didn't do diddly squat for their prostate cancer. So lycopene-containing foods do help improve outcomes with prostate cancer. Straight lycopene does not. Now, whether it's that the lycopene isn't actually the active ingredient in those foods that was doing the job,
yeah,
or whether it was lycopene with a second or third factors that are in those foods in addition to the lycopene, we don't know. So what I did years ago when I saw those studies saying the lycopene by itself doesn't work, I went to concentrated lycopene-containing foods like tomato paste. You know, that little jar of tomato paste has got the equivalent of umpteen tomatoes in there all stewed down. Lots of lycopene, but it's got all the stuff from the tomato in there. So I go for things like tomato paste rather than a straight lycopene supplement.
And with that in mind, we've got to get Kathy on the line. Thank you, Don, for that call. Kathy from Renton, we've only got just a minute or two.
What can we do?
How can we help you real quickly, Kathy? Kathy.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Oh,
how can we help you?
I want to know, Can the regime that you follow for your supplemental stuff and the one you sell, can it be compounded at the pharmacy, Paramount?
The supplements?
Yes.
Well, I guess they could. It would probably cost a lot more than just buying the supplements, though.
Yeah, but I can't have a hard time swallowing pills, especially hard tablets. I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, A, they're not hard tablets. They're powder in a gel cap. And
oh,
so what
cool.
you do,
I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and so
okay,
you can dump the powder out. Tastes awful, but you can do it. The other thing
you can do is
throw them in a blender with your fruit and a little honey and blend them up, and then just drink it.
One more thing. I heard that vitamin C intravenously, high amounts, like I don't know how many thousands of grams, can really help with keeping your immune system over the top.
It is used in some cancer therapies and so on, but, you know, intravenous treatments are very expensive. So unless I had a particular problem that the literature said high IV doses would be of benefit with, I wouldn't mess with it. You know, it's just, you're talking about an awful lot of money, and vitamin C orally is very cheap. And yes, you can't get levels that high orally. But why? What do you have that you want to do it intravenously in the first place?
And
I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. Oh, it is so sad. When the music starts,
we're stuck.
We're done. We're completing 4 hours of Leading Edge Medicine. Sorry about that, Kathy. But thanks for being with us today. Don't forget, longevity is doing great. Our doors are open. We're taking extra care and caution. But there are still some free health analysis appointments. We had a ton of people come in just this last week. We're there. Things are great. We're careful. And we can get you in if you go to lmclinic.com. That's our website. Right on the homepage, click the button that says health analysis appointments and make your own. lmclinic.com.